Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Police in New York City are now investigating whether a man who attacked three police officers with a machete on New Year's Eve was inspired by radical Islamic extremism. A high-ranking police source has identified the accused attacker as Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine. More from WGME-TV reporter Asa Reed in Wells.
According to police, the 19-year-old took the Amtrak train from Maine to New York on December 29th. Police say Bickford attacked three officers with a large knife on New Year's Eve. All were sent to the hospital. They say Bickford was also sent to the hospital after an officer shot him in the shoulder. The attack happened just after 10 p.m., blocks from the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration.
A source tells WCBS-TV in New York that Bickford was recently placed on an FBI terror watch list because his aunt reported he'd been radicalized online and expressed a desire to travel overseas and fight with Islamic extremists. One person's been found dead after trying to drive through floodwaters in Northern California. KOVR-TV reporter Ashley Sharp is near the town of Wilton.
The Sumner Fire Department told us that they did have at least one fatality where a car was swept away. There was a missing person that they were looking for, and unfortunately they did find the body of that person in the swept away vehicle.
The inflation rate is slowing, says Bank of America Chief U.S. Economist Michael Gapin.
The evidence suggests we're already past peak inflation. Right now the trajectory is a more favorable one. It will probably take 2 to 3 years to get inflation back down to levels that we knew prior to the pandemic. In other words, low, stable, and something we didn't necessarily talk about because it wasn't forefront on our mind.
Gapin was on CBS's Face the Nation. New year, new laws, says CBS's Charlie DeMar.
Hourly workers in Michigan will now earn $10.10, an increase of 23 cents.
Well, I don't think 23 cents is going to make a difference in the world that we live in nowadays.
Californians will no longer be ticketed for jaywalking unless they're in danger of getting hit by a car.
In Ukraine, the mayor of the capital, Kyiv, says the city's experiencing power and heating outages after an overnight wave of drone attacks by Russia. More on that from the BBC's James Reed.
For Ukraine, the new year has continued where the old one ended, with waves of explosive drones launched against the capital by night. But the Ukrainians say their air defenses are proving effective against the Iranian-made Shahed drones. And they've been hitting back with HIMARS rockets supplied by the United States.
Avengers star Jeremy Renner being treated for serious injuries that happened while he was plowing snow. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Mega, mega, trickle down. Mega, mega, trickle down. The kind of policies that have failed the country before and will fail it again. It'll mean more wealth to the very wealthy, higher inflation for the middle class. That's the choice we're facing. That's why I think that we're going to do just fine.
Dark Brandon is in the house. All right. Well, the unsolicited testimonials just keep rolling in, Chris. Lori in Colorado. Stefanol, that was the best $20 I ever spent. Sexy Liberal pay-per-view still available. Yeah. You can $20, you can watch it. However many times you want.
Yeah.
Never, ever have I felt more part of a community of sexy liberals than I did tonight. I had three orgasms during John's stand-up. I think she meant orgasms.
I think that's what she meant.
Yeah.
If she had three orgasms.
She did. That's cool. That's exciting.
Congratulations on the new family.
Yeah.
Did she fart when it happened?
I've hijacked the show with that conversation,
haven't I? No.
Well, we have big breaking news to talk to Cliff about. That. Hal can sing to me forever. And for Frangela, I composed my own union card, incorporated my special parts, and created my sheriff's badge. That you have to watch Sexy Liberal to find out what she's talking about, but it is a hilarious Frangela bit and you don't want to miss it. I can't even talk about Glenn Kirshner and Rob Reiner because my heart was beating so hard. I feel hope for our country and maybe, just maybe, we'll get through this awful period of history. Lori in Colorado. Unsolicited testimonial, sexyliberal.com, the best $20 you will ever spend. All right.
It's a bargoon.
Yes. We have breaking news, and we have a best-selling author and just a fine human, Cliff Schechter, with us. Hello. Good morning, Cliff.
Hello. I think I just had an organism.
Yes. I've had several organisms since I mentioned
you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Thank you for being had. Listen. This is we were just talking before the break about the breaking news. Merrick Garland will hold a press conference today at about 10:30, right, Pacific?
Yes.
1:30 Eastern. I don't know what this is, Cliff, but it seems like a pretty BFD. Chris Wray will be there, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, on and on. He said it is about a significant national security case addressing malign influence or schemes and alleged criminal activity by a nation state actor in the United States. What? Listen, radio, as you know, is mindless speculation. What is yours?
See, the problem is there's too many Republicans who this could be. Is it Ron Johnson? Is it Rand Paul? Is it Mike Lee? Obviously, the entire Trump family. Is it Jared Kushner in Saudi Arabia? Mehmet Oz in Turkey?
Right. A nation state actor in the United States. I mean, we were saying that it's clear that certain governments, including Russia and Saudi Arabia, are actively rooting for Republicans, for Trump to be back in power, right?
I mean, they're spending money on it. Russia, it's again been written about. Russia's back out there with their troll farms and their bots and all this sort of stuff because they know. It's not a coincidence that Kevin McCarthy little wimp that he is, who once said to Paul Ryan when he thought nobody was listening, you know, that he believed that Putin owned Trump and Rohrabacher, that now guess who Putin owns? Kevin McCarthy, who's come out and said, well, we don't need to fund the Ukraine and all these other Republicans. They're all coming out now and saying out loud purposely that they won't keep funding Ukraine because they know Putin will help them more because that's what he wants.
Yeah.
So that's how they get Putin to spend on a Republican House.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your this is what you do, political messaging. You tweeted, watch this ad, more like this one in Eric Swalwell's, please. Americans don't need more stats. We need to know, feel in our bones, how Republicans are trying to destroy our daughters, mothers, sisters, friends, neighbors, community members, all of us. It is terrifying, isn't it, when you hear pundits say, oh, you know, the Roe issue, that's faded now. That's not important.
It is. I mean, first of all, I don't understand how anybody who's human can even say that and sort of make it the Roe issue, that Roe thing, you know.
Right.
But second of all, I mean, if you care about this stuff, if you're on the Democratic side, again, like, I'm not saying you shouldn't have any statistics. People, they help buttress arguments. But people need to feel it. They need to understand. They need to sort of get that feeling. Swalwell's ad did that. The one you're talking about was John Cunningham is running an uphill race, and I hope he can win it, in South Carolina to be governor, about a woman who was gang raped and got pregnant when she was 12 and was able to have an abortion. She was talking about how her life would be if she wasn't able to now. Like, these are ads we should be running all over the country.
Yeah. You retweeted Michelangelo Signorelli. Am I saying that right?
Signorelli.
Yes, our friend here, mm-hmm. Our SiriusXM friend. Yeah. He said Dems should be hammering over and over, not in any order, MAGA, threat to democracy, crime rate much higher in red states. I've been saying that all morning. Mass shootings, gun violence are crimes. Bodily autonomy is under assault. Biden and Dems saved the U.S. economy from worldwide inflation with their policies. What do you think with 2 weeks left?
I retweeted it, and I even sort of had some comments on it because he could not have had a better list. I mean, the truth is, what we've done is we've been very successful for the most part about Roe and the Dobbs decision. Telling people what the positives are of what Joe Biden has done economically, which honestly is comparable to, I mean, we'd have to go back to almost FDR. The legislation he's passed, which is comparable to what LBJ did. I mean, people don't even know the stimulus bill and the COVID shots and the Inflation Reduction Act and lowering the price of prescription drugs and the child tax credit, which Republicans then killed, which, you know, the infrastructure bill. I mean, he's done so much and they've not told people enough. And then on the gun issue, like, these guys are lying about crime. They're lying about it. They're pulling a Willie Horton. And what I want to see is a Democrat get that ad back, you know, they did for Willie Horton, but have Republicans out there literally with that revolving door, but show, like, you know, white MAGA terrorists coming through it and Republicans handing out assault weapons to them as they come by, because that's what's happening. Every one of these states is experiencing more crime. It's assault and it's murder, and it's assault and murder with firearms. Gee, I wonder who's causing that. 9 of the top 10 states are run by Republicans where this stuff's happening, the highest states. There's always, so that's what's so frustrating is, We don't need to be hitting back and saying, no, you're not telling the truth about defund police. Go on offense. And I've seen a few do that.
Yeah.
Like, but more. Go on offense. Like, you know, remember when Highland Park and Uvalde and all these happened and everybody was like, enough. And then we just let it go away. Remind people. Make them feel that, too.
Yeah.
Like, make them feel what it's like when you send your kids. Because I do. I send my kids to school every day. And I have to think about these things.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Yeah. Well, and as you also alluded to on Twitter, you know, we're not going to get any help from the mainstream media. The thing that keeps sticking in my craw is that Oklahoma debate with, you know, the female candidate absolutely accurately stating that crime is worse under Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma than in New York or California per capita. And he's just like, oh, now do y'all believe that? Oh, that's what she just said. Like there's, you know, both sides do it when, of course, she was absolutely correct. But
they've gamed out our system, sadly.
Right.
Yeah.
The game, how they've done it is they've realized, and Mitch McConnell was one of the pioneers, of course, is that show no shame when you lie repetitively, an old sort of, sorry to say it, but an old Nazi trick, an old fascist trick, lie repetitively, and the mainstream media will not call you on it. And if you raise enough money, too, then if every once in a while they write an editorial,
where they actually call you a liar because the news side won't do it.
Yeah.
So every once in a while they editorialize about it. Well, you can drown that out with paid media if you, you know, with Citizens United and all this. So that's the thing, is that if the mainstream media refuses to do its job and inform people, which is
And this isn't new. Do you remember Candy Crowley taking a beating because she fact-checked Mitt Romney in when she was moderating a debate? And just fact-check, like, that was it. She just said, yes, that is true, whatever statistic it was, I think, that Obama said. But that's what I mean about in this Oklahoma debate. The moderator should absolutely say that is correct. Per capita, the crime rate is higher in Oklahoma than in, you know, because then it just becomes... Both sides have a point of view.
Well, in all these other debates. I mean, let's be honest. Like, all Herschel Walker can do is dribble on himself and lie. You know, all that Mehmet Oz can do is dribble on himself and be friends with the fascist dictator who he's probably going to share our secrets with in Turkey. I mean, like, all J.D. Vance can do is get up and lie and then claim he's starting a charity to help people who are suffering from opioid addiction, but hire a big pharma rep to send them out there to get more people addicted. I mean, like, you know, these are things that the media, if they performed what their role is in our Constitution, which is inform the public so the public can make good decisions when they vote, they wouldn't care. Even if 99.8% of the bad actors were Republicans, they would let the chips fall where they may, and they would tell you the truth about who is who and who's doing what, and they just refuse. So Republicans have gamed it out and realized that the penalty is so small for lying, and their record is so terrible that they might as well just lie all the time about everything.
Yeah. Well, I think our beloved Sue in Rockville tweeted, beware, when we only have 6 GOP-owned corporations controlling over 90% of all media, we get a vast MAGA Republican bullhorn of right-wing BS. Alas, too many GOP lapdogs never fact-check them. And you just said, looks like we're going to have to do the same with Musk. Elon Musk, amazing. If we lose our republic, it won't be because they took it. It'll be because we saw what helped cause World War II, passed media ownership rules to prevent it, then dismantled it all and collectively shrug as corporations and right-wing ideologues take it all over.
You know, because you're in this business, right? Like in the 19, even as recently as the early 90s, and, you know, Clinton is somewhat to blame for this. We have to admit with the Telecommunications Act, Republicans are even worse, getting rid of all sorts of media rules. And I mean, we used to have 60 something owners of our media, and now it's down to 6 major companies with, you know, and I mean, of course, like one company is afraid of offending one other part of the company and all this sort of garbage that goes on. So the incentives are to not rock the boat, to just sort of, you know, to perform like a monkey and do whatever they ask you to do and get that promotion. And I mean, it's killing us. Go ahead.
Yes. By the way, you are absolutely correct about that. Did you hear that they ran an old SNL this weekend?
Yeah.
We got a mention, but it's partially to do with that. Vicky was the first one who told me, Canyon Country. Steph, I was watching a repeat of the 2/10/96 SNL opening, and Norm MacDonald was playing Bob Dole. He mumbled about how he had to collect cans off the road to buy a 15-second ad.
This is Bob Dole's chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, to buy a 15-second ad on the Stephanie Miller Show. I've been listening and watching forever. Anyway, but
that's awesome.
Right.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that hilarious? But you know, it just goes to your point about Clinton, and that's when, you know, they deregulated.
We did that.
Yeah, radio.
And right now, Biden has the ability, as a national security issue, to stop Elon Musk from buying Twitter. So much of the discourse, so much, we know that so much propaganda already goes through Twitter. Elon Musk is sitting there on Twitter with Putin's handpicked guy, Medvedev, playing footsie and saying he'll be there for the next election. And we know he's talking and going over there and meeting with them. We know that the companies that have invested money for him have given him money to buy Twitter, help invest, are owned by the Saudis and owned by a wealthy Chinese businessman. And you don't become a wealthy Chinese businessman unless you're connected to the government there. It's the easiest call in the world to block it. And God, I hope the Biden people are aggressive enough and do this. Yeah. Because if we let them do this the way we let Murdoch take over so many properties and others, we're just handing our democracy away. We're giving it away.
Thank you. I love the way you said it. Ask yourself this question. Will we ever have let a guy blowing kisses at the Soviet Union to do this in the 20th century? Hell, we wouldn't even let Murdoch own so much pre-1990s. We just don't seem to care anymore, or we don't have the will to stop it, which may be even sadder. I agree with you. I mean, it'll be pure Russian propaganda, as you retweeted on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Twitter will become useless. It'll become a cesspool. You know, I'm not one who gives up easily, and I believe in fighting. I'm not saying I'll leave. I'll stay there and I'll fight. But I know a lot of people who I don't blame them. You know, this isn't what they do for a living, and they don't want to sit there and be harassed and called racist names and attacked personally all day long, doxxed and all the rest. And I can understand it if, you know, so I mean, like, this is about, honestly, not letting them shut speech down, which is they hide behind free speech. What their goal is to intimidate everybody wherever they can, with whether it's with their guns showing up to places where Moms Demand Action members are assembling, or whether it's threatening you online and telling you they're coming after you. Their goal is to shut us up so they can do whatever they want.
Yep, absolutely. Cliff Schechter is here. Can I just say, kind of on fire this Monday.
Yeah.
2 weeks out from the midterms.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I need to make more jokes. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm not bringing that part of my A game here. So we have time.
We have time. Yes, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bing, 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 Bing. What's in there?
Dr. Gundry's Vital Reds.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, my God. I love my Vital Reds. Mm-hmm. It's every morning. It's in my, right? I like it nice and cold. So I have ice in there and everything else. It's a fantastic berry flavor. And what's in there? It's red superfoods. You can add Vital Reds to any beverage. Enjoy its fantastic berry taste and many benefits. 25 unique red superfruits. What did I say? Red superfruits. To help fight fatigue, boost energy, keep your heart healthy, and support longevity for a limited time, save up to 46%. Go to energyatanyage.com/liberal or text liberal to 511-511. I bounced out of bed after Sexy Liberal Saturday night.
Did you?
Chris LaVoy. Yes, I did. I did my own bike and then a hike. My girlfriend is like, what is up with you? I said, energyatanyage.com.
You got it all.
/liberal. Get it. Get on the Vital Reds. Or you can text liberal to 511-511. They offer a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text liberal to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. You may receive one additional text. Text stop to opt out. Or go right to energyatanyage.com/liberal.
And that's the way the news goes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
My name's Rachel, and I'm 10 years old. I like riding my bike, playing soccer, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. My friends will drink, so I will too.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
My parents won't really know what's going on yet. I mean, I'll do okay in school, but when I drink, I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
Alcohol affects their judgment and their future, so start talking before they start drinking.
My parents won't believe it could happen to me.
For more information on teens and alcohol, and to learn what you can do, visit the web at stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello, Carve teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk without the driver listening in. Okay, now that we're alone, we can talk about your friend's driving. It's okay, he can't hear us. Now, I'd never say this to his face, but he might be the worst driver in the history of the world. You should say something, something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. I better say something to the driver real quick so he doesn't get suspicious that we're talking about him. Still talking to the passenger. Not about you at all. Just going to be one more minute. He is totally going to get you killed.
Find other interesting ways to speak up against reckless driving by visiting our website at speakuporelse.com. Because it doesn't matter what you say, just say something. Brought to you by the Ad Council and speakuporelse.com.
Stephanie Miller.
I love it when there is 1 degree of Steph head separation on Twitter. Bob Seska tweeted, "What keeps Bannon going? Grievances and statins." And Cliff Schechter tweeted, "Interesting. I would have gone with hog grease and syphilitic dementia."
Ha! It's accurate.
See, now at least you got one of my jokes out there, so I didn't have to make it on the show.
I mean, we just had Glenn Kirshner on Friday, though, Cliff, and just kills me that he may not see a day in jail, right? The fact that he did not have to go to prison while he appeals, I just, you know, we talked with Frangela Saturday night about just two systems of justice. It's just insanity.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to not really have it enrage you constantly. You know, I'll just say quickly, I won't go into a long thing, but, you know, I was on the board of the Ohio Innocence Project for 8+ years and saw so many people that were railroaded and beaten, you know, into confessions and all this awful stuff. Always people that were poorer, more often minority, what would you expect? And you know, this guy, this evil, awful guy who has lots of money and these friends, like the big Chinese yacht owner he hangs out with, a lot of ability to escape this country. And, you know, and yet we're not going to even make him serve any time. He'll keep appealing this damn thing for years.
Yeah.
And I guess just, you know, if there are not punishments, real punishments, for the people that took part in the coup, it will happen again.
Yeah.
It is history. It is what history is going on right now. And if a couple of these nutty secretaries of state who deny the election win, and attorneys general in some of these states, Arizona, Nevada, some of these spots, right? If some of them win, they may do it anyhow, but the thing that would most buck them up to break the law and to do these kinds of things is if they see no repercussions for the others that went before.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. We just busted the whole myth of the liberal media, but you commented on Marco Rubio saying, if you saw that debate, you realized pretty quickly that the local media is not going to be helping me with my message. I'm going to have to pay for it. And you said, I don't know, it could be related to the fact that your message consists solely of bull and Bible quotes. Huh. I mean... Yeah, I mean, Val Demings legitimately kicked his ass, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. I have yet to see one of these high-profile Senate debates where the Democrat or the person who is acting as a Democrat, in the case of Evan McMullen, who's an independent in Utah, has not legitimately destroyed the idiot on the other side.
Yeah.
Warnock versus Walker. Tim Ryan has literally roasted J.D. Vance twice now. Val Demings destroyed Rubio. I mean, in a system where people, again, got all the information they should get from the media and understood who the two players were, there just would be no way Mehmet Oz could win, win, or J.D. Vance could win, or Herschel Walker could win. There just wouldn't. I mean, it's an indictment of our system that they're in these races.
29 minutes after the hour, more Cliff Schechter on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief, three New York City police officers were attacked with a machete on New Year's Eve, says WCBS-TV's Christina Fong.
Officials say a 19-year-old armed with a machete swung at an officer outside a security screening zone, then went after two others.
Police shot the attacker. The officers and the alleged attacker are expected to survive. A powerful storm has brought flooding and heavy snow to Northern California, says KPIX-TV's Max Darrow.
California is dealing with the aftermath of record-setting rains and high winds. Power is out for tens of thousands of residents across the state, and the danger now is flooding.
The storm is now headed to Utah, where it could drop a lot of snow, and then to the south. The minimum wage increased in some states on Sunday, says CBS's Charlie DeMar.
Washington State now has the highest state minimum wage at $15.74, more than double the federal rate.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at wesaysaveit.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Folks, we know what the Republican Congress will do if they regain power. They're telling us, they're being straight up about it. They're going to repeal lower prescription drug prices I just signed into law and raise drug prices. They're going to cut Social Security and Medicare. They'll pass massive tax cuts for the wealthy, make them permanent, but they're not now the individual tax cuts. They'll threaten the very foundations of the American economy if we don't meet their demands. And they talk about inflation? Everything they proposed or are proposing will make inflation worse. Everything they're proposing will make inflation worse.
Dark Brandon, right?
Yes.
Midterm Brandon in the House. Yeah. One more, the president yesterday, Cliff.
The Republican leadership in Congress has made it clear. They will crash the economy next year by threatening the full faith and credit of the United States for the first time in our history, putting the United States in default unless we yield to their demand to cut Social Security and Medicare. You heard that one, right? You all heard them say that. That's what they're saying. Let me be really clear. I will not yield. I will not cut Social Security. I will not cut Medicare, no matter how hard they work at it.
Cliff, as a campaign strategist, they're telling us what they're going to do. I can't imagine a worse campaign strategy, and yet why is it? Does it feel like it's so close? I can't understand how anyone would vote for them, honestly.
They're literally like they're coming out and telling you that they're going to do insane stuff, the most unpopular stuff imaginable. Like what he was saying, like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to crash the economy. Your income's going to plummet. You're going to be out on your butt. You're going to lose your job. We're also going to take away your personal rights. We're going to tell you who you can and can't love. We're going to make sure your kids go to malls and all sorts of places where 18-year-olds have AR-15s. And you know, just for good measure, we're going to impeach Joe Biden. We don't know why yet. Oh, but we'll come up with a reason. I mean, I just, again, maybe this will start soon. I really wish at this point the DNC or some national organization were running a national ad on this. Each campaign can run their individual ads playing off of some of these themes, whatever works better in certain places. And most of this stuff works well in most of the places we're running. Maybe not a statewide race in Alabama, right, or something like that. But in most places we're running. But, like, we should be. What that list that Michelangelo Signorelli, you know, that you said before, that list, add in the economy stuff, you know, the negatives about them wanting to blow up our economy, and that should be, I don't know why we don't have national cable ads then forcing CNN and places to have to talk about it.
And they also are on record as saying what they're going to do, as you alluded to, is investigate, you know, just bull, right? Hunter Biden's laptop, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene said pretty much every federal agency they're going to investigate. I mean, Jim Jordan, do we have Jim Jordan talking about, hang on, here we go.
Are you willing to admit on the show right now that President Biden won the election?
Chris, we will do the investigations in a fair way. Right, Jim, now you have a committee. You raised the point like the Democrats aren't political. Are you kidding me? They kicked Republicans off committee.
I never said they're not political.
On a select committee for the first time in American history.
Hold on.
We will do our investigations in a fair way, in a constitutionally fair way.
All right.
Consistent with the Constitution.
Hold on.
But we're going to be aggressive because you have to be aggressive to get the truth.
How are they going to help one person or one family? So they're going to investigate the investigators, is what he's talking about, of January 6th.
Somebody who looks like Beavis sit there and talk over you is what I want to ask. You know, what they should have said is, you know, if Democrats were smart, they'll just go into the showers at OSU and then you won't be able to see anything. So you won't be able to investigate anything they're doing.
I mean, but honestly, is this the thing a normal voter wants? Is, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop investigated and the January 6th investigators, John Durham, what happened with investigating the investigators of a legitimate investigation?
That's so crazy, Stephanie. Like, what, you know, you're doing an incredible job. Your show's on in I don't know how many damn markets, but it's a lot.
$11 billion.
$2 billion. That's
$11 billion. Yeah.
$11 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like the amount of money Elon Musk spends on all his children. Okay. So you still, like, we should have funders on our side who take a look at what Fox has done and whatever and said, yeah, we're going to just put another $10 million into making sure Stephanie Miller is in even more places than whatever, because the mainstream media will never do the job.
Right. Yeah.
And people like you and people who are out there, people who are talented and have podcasts, your network, like, I know these folks, Bob Saska and Kimberly Johnson. I mean, they're, you know, Al Sparks and, They're some of the most talented people out there. And obviously, there's plenty of other folks, too, who are doing this kind of stuff. The Midas guys. And everybody should just, you know, we should blow this up. And why our funders haven't looked at the last 50 years and gotten how they've hijacked our political culture and our political media is just by producing.
I didn't hear anything you said after somebody should put $10 billion into making sure the Stephanie Miller Show is.
I were a rich dude, I would do that right now.
Thank you, Cliff. Thank you.
I'm just a simple man from Ohio, Stephanie. I'm just
a simple man with a losing football team. Hey, I'm sorry to bring that up again. I am so sorry. That was a low blow.
That was after my Yankees lose last night. Like, you're going to stick that knife in too?
The Rams aren't doing too well this season.
Oh, well. Lynn, there's that for you. Consolation prize. Lynn in Long Island, you're on with Cliff. Hello, Lynn.
Yeah, hello there, Stephanie. Love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
So we need much better advertisement, much better campaigning, something out here in the South Shore of Long Island, although we are generally probably going to vote for Lee Zeldin because he's the boy next door. He's very good at BSing and saying that he's not for Roe v. Wade, even though we know that he talks to the Oath Keepers out here and he really is a Trumpy. But he's got us outsigned by hundreds and hundreds of signs. He has us out commercialed. We really, out here in the South Shore of Long Island, there are hundreds of us. There is nothing happening here for Kathy Hochul. Really concerns me. We need to get lawn signs out here. We need to get some kind of campaigning going out here. We have Democratic voters.
Right.
We can't assume that downstate is going to vote for her just because they did last time. And Long Island, especially Suffolk, is Republican. So we really do need campaigning out here to address this because it looks to me like we're going to get he's a very sophisticated politician.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate Lee Zeldin.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. Cliff, what can we do in the last 2 weeks? What's
also a seditionist, so that's important too. I just think those messages need to be driven home. I get Lee Zeldin's from Long Island, so he's gonna have a higher base in that part of New York. Being from New York, I understand that state pretty well. I still think New York State voting for a right wing seditionist Trump supporting Republican as governor, I don't see happening. But if you don't turn out every one of your voters, there are some people down ballot that can lose who otherwise could win locally in Long Island, some Democrats, right? So what can we do again? Nationalize this thing.
Yeah.
Nationalize it right now and point out here are the things that they're doing on crime, but they're lying. So just come out and say, here's what every Republican's going to do. Do you want everybody, every criminal terrorist who wants an AR-15 to have one? Vote for them. Do you want every woman to have have to submit her periods and her schedule to the Republican police? You want Jim Jordan looking into your privates? Then vote for them.
Yeah.
Do you want them to crash our economy and destroy everything and talk about inflation, send us to ridiculous levels where our economy's falling apart? Vote for them.
Yeah.
We need to nationalize this more than we've done. There are, again, I don't want to wreck Democrats too much because there are some individual Democrats out there who are running fantastic races. And I still do think to buck people up, if we have the kind of turnout, if all of you listening, you know, reach out to everybody you know, and if everybody comes, if we have what we had in Kansas that defeated that ridiculous referendum to try to ban abortion was we had record-breaking youth turnout and women's vote went up, I think, 7 or 8 points. If we can get that and win in Kansas by 18 points, we can do it in a hell of a lot of other than more Democratic places.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Need to get out there and we need to do our jobs and remember, like, democracy is also on us. The Democrats always can do a better job of messaging, campaigning. I'm very critical. But in the end of the day, there's no excuse. I don't care if you don't like your local rep. There are a lot of Democrats, personally, I don't like. But I have to ask myself, am I marrying them? Or am I voting for them to represent my values?
Right.
I mean, you don't need to love somebody. Don't even need to like them.
Yeah.
What you need to do is knock on every door for them, donate what you can, go out there and vote for them. Because if you like democracy, you will keep it.
Yeah.
If you think democracy is just kind of okay, and you want to take a shot at Ron DeSantis leading things.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to get a peek into our future hellscape, if we don't get out and vote and Republicans take over, not just the endless investigations of blowing up the world economy to, you know, cut your Social Security and Medicare. I don't know if you've seen these Trump Nazi rallies. And I know, you know, some people are like, oh, don't, you know, give it any airtime. You have to watch what is happening because it is terrifying. Mm-hmm. I mean, this QAnon, what was it called? The between the Trump Nazi rally and the Reawaken America tour.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the Michael Flynn one, right?
Yes, yeah. Michael Flynn, Eric Trump. Yes. If you could take your organ out for me, that'd be right. This is which speaker was which crazy town guy was this? A speaker warned, we are heading into the third seal. We're about to witness the third seal of Revelations, the financial rebalancing. The angel of death is coming to visit these people. These people are going down. These people that control the world that think they're pharaohs, the present-day pharaohs, you shall never see again. Then an image behind him showed purported victims of the angel of death, which included Joe Biden, several other Democratic politicians, John Roberts. So when the lights come on, worldwide celebrations are coming. We're going to see the return this year. 45 comes back, meaning President Trump will be reinstalled this year. But by God, not by his will, but by God's will.
So if you don't,
that doesn't make the hair stand up on the back of your neck.
Good. Yeah. And just so folks know what Stephanie played before, that was an organ, not an organism.
Thank you. Thank you. Cliff. Thank you.
Well, that's a callback. Organ. Solid callback.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. I like to call back. The organ is what warns you that crazy people who actually are looking at you with a straight face and talking about an angel of freaking death.
Yeah. Yeah. And then did you see this creepy part of this is the creepy part of the Trump rally, right? The Nazi rally where they started singing. Is this?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But remember this, January 6th, this committee, the two things they didn't talk about, two things, was that the people went down there and you could have had over 1 million people.
What is he talking about?
Did they interrupt him with...
Okay, yes, yeah, yes, yes. Speaking of the hair standing up on them.
So I hear New Zealand.
Did they go into Fatherland after that, or was that just I'm sorry, what?
Deutschland. Remember that from A Fish Called Wanda?
Yes.
Did you ever think maybe we could do this show from New Zealand? It's nice. There's sheep. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's some nice hills. I could become a shepherd.
Here's Trump reacting to that.
Wow, that's so beautiful. You know, when this whole big group stood up, I said, oh, we have protesters. And you know what? They are protesting. They're protesting what's taking place in our country, and it's so bad and so wrong. It is a protest.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's so
dear
bad.
Jesus.
He can't find another word.
Yeah, bad.
Bad, wrong.
The multisyllabic words are just tough on the Trump family. They really are. They're not fair.
I mean, if you did not, up until now, think this is a cult, and you watch this, holy crap.
Yeah. I mean, again, he's openly said, or at least she's said it, and he hasn't refuted it, Marjorie Taylor Greene, that Trump would consider her for vice president.
Dear God.
He just said that openly, and if Trump obviously felt differently, he would say something.
Roger Stone suggested Kanye West as Trump's vice presidential candidate. Yeah, would be the first ticket sponsored by Hitlerburger. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, at that point, I are there any aliens out there that can invade Earth and take over, please? Because I even the ones from Independence Day have to be better. Come down, we need you. And it's our. I don't know what to say seriously. I mean, I am not religious in the slightest, and I don't even identify most of the time because I'm completely secularized. But I was born to a Jewish family, and therefore they'd throw me on the cattle car and my half Jewish kids and the rest of us just like anybody else. I mean, this stuff's real. You know, my background was in history, and if I could explain to people, it didn't have the tradition we had, the Weimar Republic in Germany. But if I could explain to people how quickly that all turned around, from the time I think they let Trump out of prison after the beer hall putsch, you know, after five months or nine months or something, it didn't take him, once they made him chancellor, I think it was 1933, it took him 5 or 6 months after that to consolidate power, to disband labor unions, to disband the state legislatures. Like, this is real stuff.
Well,
this can happen.
And they're just the crazy conspiracy theorists. I keep saying this election is also just about objective reality. I mean, weren't we talking about Roger Stone suggested Kanye West, and then someone else said, oh, no, his ticket's already set. It's JFK Jr. And so Roger Stone retweeted that. Oh, yes, he, you know, Trump Kennedy 2024. Forgetting that I think previously Roger Stone had written a book that the Clintons murdered JFK Jr. because he's going to run for the Senate seat that Hillary was running. So I guess he forgot that the Clintons killed JFK because now he's retweeting that.
How much Republicans suck that they need to always look back and turn every person that hated what they stand for into one of them from like Jesus on forward. It's like Jesus, Martin Luther King would remember Carrie Lake was like, if Martin Luther King were alive, he would be a MAGA first. And then Bernice King was like, yeah, maybe STFU. I mean, she said it in a nicer way, but she's like, get my dad's name out of
Martin Luther King would have voted against Martin Luther King Day here in Arizona.
That's correct. Exactly. Yes. That was the irony. She was doing it from Arizona. And I'm like, do you know any history? You know, you guys didn't accept the holiday for Martin Luther King Day until 1992, you abject moron. Like, I mean, they're just the dumbest effing people alive. I hate them. Okay. I really do. I try not to hate, but I hate them. I hate their stupidity. Yeah. I hate how gauche they are. I hate how unhealthy they are. I hate everything about them. I really do.
I hear you. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by our Bombas socks, all of us. Listen, you don't understand how my stay-up technology just means everything to me. That's not an erectile joke, Cliff. They're just the socks. My socks used to fall down when I would hike or run.
And your socks are more erect now, you're saying.
Yes, yes. They're literally Bombas thought of not just stay-up technology, but pillow-like tabs, no seam. They have the most thoughtful design features ever.
Even mark them right and left.
Yeah, it's like you're at summer camp every day. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. They're T-shirts, they're undies, soft, seamless, everything. They're your favorite item to put on. And those are the three most requested items at homeless shelters. That's why Bombas is the OG sexy liberal company. I'm telling you, customers like you have helped donate over 50 million items of essential clothing. For every pair you buy, they give a pair to someone in need. Bombas.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. BOMBAS.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie at checkout. Bombas.com/Stephanie.
This is Too Weird, Man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives? These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. You don't want your dog eating that. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he has helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for this savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out. Bombas makes socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do they feel so good? Well, because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovation like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. It's better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over and over again. How does Bombas do good? Well, for every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back to those in need. So far, Bombas has been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that is bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good, and it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie at checkout, STEPHANIE at bombas.com.
Psst. Yeah, you, it's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. but lately you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel.
Woo-hoo. Oh, Cliff Schechter with his very first What the Hell Herschel episode. Here he is, Herschel Walker.
And I said, the worst thing that they did was to educate Herschel Walker. I go Google stuff and I learn what stuff means. And I said, guys, that's the freedom we have.
Right. Yeah. Huh. Right, Cliff?
Google stuff.
And learns.
So yeah.
That's the freedom we have.
Okay.
He may ban your right in all cases to get an abortion unless he happens to personally get you pregnant.
Correct.
But Googling you'll still be able to do.
Yes. Here's one thing they are going to try again would be cheating. Less than 20 days before the midterms, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's office confirmed it is investigating a super PAC backing Herschel Walker's Senate campaign for handing out gas and grocery vouchers.
Wow.
I don't know what Merrick Garland's going to talk about today or like what kind of, if this is election interference by foreign entities or what. But just count on that Republicans will cheat every way they can, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, they've proven it. Look at the risks that so many of these chumps took for Trump. And again, that's the problem with that. No big fish were, I mean, you know, I know there's a lot of division on Merrick Garland and whatever, and I won't sit here and say he's done nothing, and we'll find out more today what he's about to do. But, you know, the urgency with which he moved, as far as I'm concerned, is a serious problem. And the manner in which he communicated to people, because even if he couldn't share what was going on exactly, he could have given the country, he could have messaged and given the country confidence and let people know that he was on this much more often than he did. And, you know, this is the stuff that worries me, honestly.
Yeah. Well, and yeah. I don't, again, you know, we will know shortly this Merrick Garland press conference today, but the fact that Chris Wray is there and they are saying it is about national security.
I know that's good. I'm just making the point that criminality is now so ingrained in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Because it happens. Punished, that you're going to see the voter suppression. In Nevada, there was a story they were threatening a number of the election workers, so they quit. Yep.
Yeah. No, I hear you. It's all you can do is vote. Cliff Schechter, follow him.
YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. Yes. There you go. Love you, Cliff.
YouTube.com/C Schechter.
Yeah.
Come follow me. Do stuff there, and I'll say things. Bye, guys.
Unexpected
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.